It by Stephen King, read by Marcus Acco. Chapter 1. After the Flood. The terror, which would not end for another 28 years, if it ever did end, began, so far as I know or can tell, with a boat made from a sheet of newspaper floating down a gutter swollen with rain. The boat bobbed, listed, righted itself again, dived bravely through treacherous whirlpools, and continued on its way down Witcham Street toward a traffic light which marked the intersection of Witcham and Jackson. The three vertical lenses on all sides of the traffic light were dark this afternoon on the fall of 1957, and the houses were all dark too. There had been steady rain for a week now, and 2 days ago the winds had come as well. Most sections of Derry had lost their power then, and it was not back on yet. A small boy in a yellow slicker and red galoshes ran cheerfully along beside the newspaper boat. The rain hadn't stopped, but it was finally slackening. It tapped on the yellow hood of the boy's slicker, sounding to his ears like rain on a shed roof, a comfortable, almost cozy sound. The boy in the yellow slicker was George Denborough. He was 6. His brother, William, known to most of the kids at Derry Elementary, even to the teachers, who would never use his nickname to his face, as Stuttering Bill, was at home, hacking out the last of the nasty case of influenza. In that autumn of 1957, 8 months before the real horrors began, and 28 years before the final showdown, Stuttering Bill was 10 years old. Bill had made the boat beside which George now ran. He had made it sitting up in bed, his back propped against a pile of pillows, while their mother played Für Elise on the piano in the parlor as rain swept restlessly against his bedroom window.